At 1:11, the National Mall has an extra tribute going on this Memorial Day. It's a temporary wall with the names of every service member killed in Afghanistan. Now, each name is being written by hand by one man, and his name is Ron White, and he joins us live here on WTOP from the mall. Ron, thanks so much for taking some time out to talk to us. We appreciate it. It's incredible what you're doing. You're writing these names one by one, by hand, from memory. How did this project come about for you?
I'm a veteran of the war in Afghanistan. I was there in 2007, and I'm also a two-time USA memory champion. And so, you know, when I got returned from Afghanistan, I just started wondering what the Afghanistan memorial was going to look like. Like today, you know, we got the Vietnam Memorial, the World War II Memorial. And then I just kind of took it upon myself to create one. It's a traveling memorial. I memorized all the fallen heroes from Afghanistan. There's 2,300 of them. I memorized their rank, their first name, and their last name. It's 7,000 words. It took me 10 months to memorize, and it takes me 11 hours to write it out every time I do it. But I do it just to say you're not forgotten.
What kind of a reaction do you get, not only from people who may just come upon this display, but from family members?
You know, the family members, they just say thank you. You know, one of their greatest fears is that their son or daughter is going to be forgotten, that their son or daughter's life will go on and it won't be remembered. And so they just say thank you for remembering my son or daughter. And helping keep their memory alive. And that's really what I feel like I'm doing.
You are now, from what I understand, around 7th Street on the mall. Is that correct?
That's right. Between the Washington Monument and the Capitol Building.
If folks want to come down and take a look, when did you start and how long do you think you'll be there?
Well, I started early this morning. I probably got about 3 or 4 hours left of writing, maybe 3 hours left. I'll be here all day. If people can't come by and stop, though, they can go online to supportthewall.com. All the money for this project comes out of my pocket. Right now, we need more panels. If somebody goes to supportthewall.com, they can buy a T-shirt, and that helps me fund this wall and buy the more panels so we can make this a complete tribute. Right now, it's lacking 150 names.
Ron, as combat operations in Afghanistan wind down, you going to keep the project going?
As long as my brain is healthy. I'm 40 years old. Maybe I can do this another 30 years.
Wow. That is just terrific. Well, Ron, we thank you so much for taking some time to talk to us, and good luck, and thanks so much for remembering our fallen heroes.
Thank you. I appreciate it.
It's 1:13.